as probably everybody knows, I'm actually a Newquay town councillor, but I have to declare an interest in planning and licensing over this. It is all to do with the dezoning of taxis. I'm actually a taxi driver by trade and work in the town. This is the reason why I'm speaking for the taxis and not as a councillor.
And this dezoning, so essentially at the moment, it's still set up based on the old boroughs, like the Restormore and North Cornwall and Penwith and so on. But would this essentially mean other people could come into Newquay from outside of the Restormore area?
It would mean, from what we would think, this is what we're thinking. It would mean that in the summer, Newquay would have millions of taxis and probably a gridlock town because they come from absolutely everywhere. But in the winter, because there's no work during the week and there's very, very little at night, right? There's very, very little at night during the week in the winter. You probably would have no coverage at all other than Saturdays.
So the current setup means that people stay within the borough. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. They stay within the boroughs. It's already bad enough in the rural area. If they dezone this, it will make some towns even bad. Like there's no coverage in St. Columb Major as it is now. Now, would Newquay go the same way? A lot of us seem to think so, because there aren't that many full-time drivers at the moment. There are very, very few. Nowhere near as many as it was before we were delimited.
And have you had communication or conversations with Cornwall Council representatives? Did this come out of the blue?
Pretty much come out of the blue. We were told about it. Maybe we were suspecting it, but we were told about it about maybe 3 weeks before this consultation's gone out. So we weren't told very long ago at all. We're all up in arms. Obviously, we don't like. Obviously, most of us don't like it. Falmouth don't like it. Truro don't like it.
And it seems that Cornwall Council, I mean, in the consultation itself, that they're suggesting, implying that this is following the government's wishes, and it's to make things, it says here, simpler for passengers, improve availability, and clearly you've argued it won't. I mean, what would you say about those claims?
Poppycock. Basically, load of rubbish. Absolute rubbish. It's quite limited now, right? At some times of the year, it is quite limited. We'll admit that. And between you know, when school runs are on, the time school runs are on, you try and get a taxi in the town. But they're all off doing school. They're all off doing these account jobs because there just is not enough work to keep us going otherwise.
Is that why people have left the industry?
Yeah.
And what sort of timescale have you seen this decline and you know, in terms of numbers of taxi drivers working in the area?
Since COVID. We were quite busy after COVID for 2 years. But then after that, we've seen a steep decline.
And is the work there?
Not if you dezone, no. So, like, for example, I went out a couple of Mondays ago. I did 6 hours work, and I earned a massive £12.
Do you ever consider getting out?
I'm very much considering it. It would be, I would probably just go part time if they delimited. As soon as I trained for the other one that I'm in training to do something else is at the moment, but I would probably leave and just go part time. Because there's just not enough work.
And as far as the other drivers you talk to in Newquay, what's the strength of feeling? Is it the same?
None of the ones that I've spoken to are pro this at all. It would be a death nail. The other thing is that the fares would increase by roughly 30%, which a lot of people might think, yes, we'll make more money, and they think we're millionaires anyway. No. We wouldn't, because it would make St. Columb Minor from Central. It's about £15 after 11 at the moment, between £13 and £15. It would turn more like 20, 22. And Nansleddon would be 22, 24-ish, which would make it even worse, because that's part of it. because they've already announced that they're going to go to the most expensive, of which Restormel doesn't actually fit anywhere. It's not the most expensive. It's not the most expensive takeoff, and it's not the most expensive running mile either. We're sort of in the middle of all the groups of the group of six, so we're in the middle. So we are going to go up. The one thing that worries us is with the lack of taxi availability in the town. You have a young lady that lives in St. Nansleden, and she has to walk all the way back again. Some of the lights are out. That is dangerous. I would not like my daughter to be walking from one end of town to the other just because she can't find a taxi.